Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Mac Jones hot hand conversation, because you know what? It's not a quarterback controversy. It's just nice to watch a redemption arc, Joe. And I don't know where this redemption arc leads, but we were talking about on the call today, and yesterday, I should say, about why we love redemption stories in America. And I do think, you know, as Baker Mayfield's going to be the opposition this week, we love Baker getting humbled in a sense, right? He got humbled when he went to Carolina and he flamed out with the Cleveland Browns.
We almost like, not we, but I'm saying America felt like was rooting against him because he got so many commercials so quick. So early on, it was like, no, we are not. Remember, he had more commercials than Mahomes and Brady and all these guys. He had been in the league for 5 seconds.
Yeah, he was the progressive guy. He had more commercials than Win Sammy. He did at one point. No. It was him living in the Cleveland Browns stadium. Remember those ads?
And they were funny, but like I think a lot of people thought he was given too much too soon.
We thought it was another Johnny Manziel. I think that's what we thought. Like Baker,
he was just so much better in the NFL than Johnny.
No. I understand that. But early on in his Browns
attitude,
he had all the commercials. Yeah. It's like, okay. Yeah, there's a video of him getting like running away from the cops, Joe. Like, there was a notion about Baker being like, this guy's a knucklehead and he doesn't get it. And he's talking smack and he's planting flags. He's doing the dances. People don't like that. And then he got humbled. And then we're all like, eh, see, this is what we were expecting. And then, you know, he's out of sight, out of mind. And then he revitalized his career. Going to, you know, who was it? The Rams taking over there for a little bit, winning a game on short notice on Thursday Night Football.
I still can't believe he did that.
It was insane. Well, I can because he was going up against the Raiders. It's a different conversation. And it was Josh McDaniels. So just don't. I'm going to go to a dark place here.
I didn't mean to do that. I did not mean to do this to me.
I don't want to go
that
there.
That throw, I'll never forget that throw. I mean, if he doesn't make that throw, he might not be in the league.
I remember Baldy was in studio at the old building the day after, and I was like distraught for that whole pregame show. I just couldn't gather my thoughts. I still can't right now, but that's what we love in America, the redemption story. And maybe we'll see that again. You know, we saw it with Sam Darnold last year. Maybe we'll see that with Mac Jones if he truly does go on a little bit of a run here with the Niners. I don't know where it'll go, where it leads, but let's just ride that hot hand. And where are Niner fans at riding with Mac Jones? It kind of being the feel-good story this year. I think him and Daniel Jones right now are the two best stories in the NFL. I mean, how could you not be rooting for this?
I think Daniel Jones is probably the best story in the NFL at the quarterback position in terms of redemption, but Mac Jones ain't far behind him. I think a lot of people are taking victory laps on their initial opinions of Mac Jones, whether it be coming out in the draft, which they should, right? Coming out in the draft, or the whole Shanahan and Mac would have made sweet love. Not that he was necessarily, you know, the lock pick or whatever, but just that they would be good together. Like, they are good together. It's humming. I think one thing that's pretty evident to me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The passing game, because of the offensive line being what it is right now, you got to get rid of the ball quickly.
Right.
And the thing I just didn't know that Mac could do, because I knew Brock has done it before in the past, and I think Mac's doing it better than Brock right now, getting rid of the ball quickly and identifying where the pressures are coming from and not running into sacks. Obviously, this offensive line stinks in terms of pass protection, and you can give me all the PFF grades you want, but I'm just not buying it. But I'll give Mac this. Like, he has evaded the big mistakes over and over and over again. He's kept them on schedule a lot right now. And because you don't have a running game, you know, if he's taking a sack here and there, think of how more difficult the passing game would be right now. And it just feels like the passing game's kind of humming right now.
That was the big knock against Mac leading into this season. When we talked about, talked to all those people, whether it was Jermaine Wiggins that covered him in Boston, whether it was Rick Ballew who covered him over in Jacksonville for their flagship station, whether it was all these people that we had on in week two when we thought Brock was going to be out for a little bit. You know, they all said, yes, the mistakes. He just makes boneheaded mistakes. This is from September 11th, a month ago. Rick Ballew, who covers the Jags for their flagship station, I know they're loving life this morning. So what he had to say about Mac Jones's mistakes.
His mistakes are plentiful. You know, let's be honest about that. He's very inconsistent, doesn't take care of the ball. He's got accuracy issues. But there are times he'll surprise you. You know, he can throw the ball. He can make a play. It's just not consistent. And, you know, he really got an opportunity here a year ago. He played basically the second half of the season when Trevor Lawrence went down. You look at his numbers, they're okay percentage-wise. But here's a way that I would define Mac Jones. He may be the best passer in the world if it's 3rd and 11 and he throws the football 4 yards.
And that has, again, been like the polar opposite of the Mac Jones we have seen. And I think that has a lot to do with coaching. That has a lot to do with him getting reps with some of these guys in the preseason and not getting thrust in there, you know, halfway through the season and getting yanked and pulled and in and out and just being a part of a dumpster fire organization with the Jags were last year. You can just see already after that win last night how much more polished and cleaned up they look with Liam Cohen as their head coach as opposed to Doug Peterson in company. So it matters. And I will agree with you on this, Joe. The fact that they can't run the ball right now, there is a conversation of whether or not Brock Purdy can succeed without a running game at this as a just a pure pocket passer going forward. I don't think that's a hot take.
So say that again. So that I can comprehend this fully.
I don't believe. Let me take a step back. I want to be careful here.
Okay, yeah.
I want to be careful.
What are you careful of? What are you afraid of?
Well, the Twitter fingers and everyone going down my road and the damn mosquitoes.
I just think everyone's way like oversensitive on everything. We're all overthinking this. I want the team to win. Right now, Mac's on a heater. I'm rolling with Mac. When he has a dud or the team loses, all right, I'm going right back to Purdy.
I have question marks about whether or not Brock Purdy can succeed if you take away the running game and he has to be a pure passer going forward. I have question marks about that. His only success, his legitimate success, has been tied to an individual named Christian McCaffrey in the running game. That's a big component. Now, you know, the Greg Cosells of the world will tell me, hey, you take away the running game from any quarterback, they're going to struggle.
Sure.
Yeah, but I don't think they're going to struggle the way that I've seen Brock Purdy struggle. And I think a lot of those other quarterbacks might have better arm talent to overcome that. Has Mac Jones had a good running attack the last 3 games that he started?
I mean, no.
Has he been able to overcome that with his arm?
Yeah, the team has overcome it. Yeah, absolutely.
I think there is a question there in regards to if this is a pass-first offense going forward, which of those quarterbacks is more accustomed to do that? And who has who?
So let's say you lose a shootout to Tampa Bay this weekend.
Yeah.
All right, and Purdy goes, I'm healthy, and you can't run the ball at all. You get another, 22 carries for 55 yards for CMC. You go right back to Purdy?
Well, I think you have to if he's healthy, yes, because he's earned the right to lose the job from, being a starter. And I don't think he's going to lose the job within this season. I don't think outside of him, having a season-ending injury, which I don't want to happen, I don't think he loses the job to Mac Jones this year. Let me be very clear. But I have question marks about his ability to overcome the lack of a running game from within the pocket. Is that fair?
Yeah. I just, I think you're talking about style of play, and I think this is actually an interesting comp. We look at Draymond Green today, and it's like, oh, Hall of Famer, day one, amazing.
Oh, that wasn't the case, yeah.
David Lee was one of the best Warriors we had in like a decade.
He was an all-star.
He was the first all-star in two decades for the Warriors. He hurt himself at the end of a year with Mark Jackson, and Draymond got to kind of fill in down the stretch. And Draymond was solid off the bench, but no one knew what he would be because he was such a tweener. And at the time, tweeners were kind of like a no-go in the NBA, especially at the power forward position. Mm. And at the beginning of the following year, Steve Kerr's first year, David Lee had like a hamstring injury or whatever it was, and they ended up going with Draymond Green. They couldn't go back. Now, that's it. That's an extreme example. Right. And in basketball, you can sub guys in and out or whatever, but they ended up basically just going with Draymond Green and they've never looked back. Right. And they've never looked back. Their style of play during the Curry era has been defined also by the way Draymond plays, is it not?
Yeah.
David Lee, though a good player and probably could adjust, I don't think Curry would have evolved the same way had he played alongside of him. Would you agree with that?
Fair enough. So stylistically, how Curry's
David
been able
liked to have the ball in his hands.
Yeah, he was more
and
ball
he was a
dominant.
Good player. He could pass and do a lot, but Draymond's so much different, and the flow of their offense is so much different.
And the IQ and all of it. Yeah,
I think where you're going is a similar kind of style of play conversation regarding Mac and Purdy. Purdy wants that play action, deep shots down the field, get outside by around the sides of the tackles
to
be able to change platforms.
Defense ain't biting. They ain't biting on those play actions. Yep.
Right now, they are not a run first team. Right now, they're a short, controlled passing game team.
They're trying to be a run-first team, and it fails, and they have to become a passing team within each every game.
I mean, and this is why...
40 pass attempts almost every game, Joe. Well,
like we were talking about yesterday, this is why I would double down and go try to get my... I know we want a defensive lineman. I want a defensive lineman. I want a pass rusher. But I also want Alvin Kamara, because I want someone else in that short, controlled passing game area who can run the ball a little, catch passes out of the backfield, and be a red zone threat on those motions and things like that. I think they really missed that with no Debo.
We're going to have Baldy here in about 20 minutes, Baldy's breakdowns. We had emergency Baldy on Friday, because usually and always he's on Tuesdays at 7:30 at this time. But we had him last week because of Thursday Night Football, and this is what he had to say in regards to Brock Purdy, Mac Jones conversation.
Brock's the starter, but, I mean, does anybody have a better backup quarterback in this league than what Mac Jones is doing? I mean, he's won two out of the three games. He's won at the very end. That performance yesterday might have been the best of his entire career. And so he's, he's going to, he'll be in a free agent carousel next year, whatever. But, I mean, if I was the 49ers, I'd just lock him up right now. Like, he can start. He can win games. He can win division games, overtime games. Like that performance yesterday, there might be a quarterback controversy as good as he was.
That was Baldy on Friday. He's had a couple days to digest, watch all the film, break it all down. He's going to be joining us in 20 minutes, 7:30, courtesy of River Islands. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.